It's Friday, the 10th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia remains optimistic about the hydrocarbon potential of the Orange Basin and other offshore developments despite Shell's recent announcement that some discoveries in PEL 39 are not viable for commercial development. NAMCOR spokesperson Utara Hoveka spoke to us about the matter.
We remain confident with oil and gas potentials in the Orange Basin and the offshore Namibia at large. We are looking at other alternatives of how we will best progress. We are going to do this, of course, with our joint venture partners in this particular license. And on a positive note, in Petroleum Exploration License 56, a different license in which our JV partners include our Total Energies being the operator, as well as Qatar Energy and Impact Oil and Gas Namibia, we are progressing very well.
Residents displaced by the recent flash floods in Windhoek have been relocated to Koriankhab by the city of Windhoek. Over 250 homes were impacted by the floods and many affected residents have expressed dissatisfaction with their designated relocation site.
So far, 8 tents have been erected to accommodate the families severely affected by the flood. Latest update is that the city plans to establish a mobile police station, a clinic and 2 schools in the area to support the growing community. Additionally, land clearing is ongoing following the devastating impact of the floods, which left many people displaced and without property or homes. I am Herta Ekanjo, reporting for Future Media.
Following protests by a group of young people at the National Youth Council's office in Windhoek today, demanding a meeting with the interim executive chairperson, Beverly Silas, due to their lack of recognition of her authority, we reached out to the Minister of Sport, Youth and National Service, Agnes Shongarero.
It's really an unfortunate situation because I didn't even know there was a permission from any law enforcement people to have this protest or whatever it is. I didn't even know who these people are. Up till now, I don't know who they are. And that's why it's for me unfortunate to report on. The issue of the one party, you know, normally I was looking for people with certain expertise, not a party, which party they are. Now, I cannot know who is what party because that is not my job to know party people, but it's not a party issue. This is a governance issue.
From further afield, South African Border Management Authority officials have arrested several facilitators aiding illegal immigration ahead of the final travel surge as schools reopen. Commissioner Mike Masiapato credits advanced technology for the arrests. Masiapato also confirmed that migrants who had overstayed in SA have also been prohibited from re-entry.
The return leg, the biggest issue is illegal migration. This time around, with the assistance of the drones, we targeted the facilitators. Just in Bay Creek, we intercepted 27 facilitators. We don't deport them. We arrest them, open a criminal case for aiding and abetting, and get them through the legal process inside South Africa.
And a recent paper in the journal Nature indicates that nearly 25% of the 23,500 freshwater species are at risk of extinction, classified as vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered. Freshwater Conservation Committee co-chairperson Ian Harrison addressed causes including pollution and climate change.
We know that something like 23% of the species are data deficient. We don't have enough information to say exactly how threatened they are, but the chances are that, you know, a good percentage of them are threatened. I mean, based on the other information we have, if 25% of the species we know are threatened, the numbers of threatened species are higher than we really know.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.